This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
The NFL released a statement on Pats owner Robert Kraft. We'll get this out of the way here real quickly.
How's he doing? What's he up to?
TMZ caught him at some like pre-Oscar party or something.
Oh, so you're just getting a ticket?
Yeah, the NFL. Well, I suppose there's going to be an arrest officially that happens, or a warrant issued for an arrest today or tomorrow, something like that.
Probably
as far as him.
Schedule.
The NFL says they are seeking a full understanding of the facts while not interfering with an ongoing investigation. Basically, that's their press release from this morning. And I totally think, you know, everything they're doing so far is by the book. They're saying everybody is, you know, held to the standards of the personal conduct policy. The thing is, what do we do once we've gathered all that information? Do we have an axe to grind so we come up with an impossibly unfair and unrational punishment for the guy like they did with Zeke?
Well, if,
or do they give him the benefit of the doubt?
If his offense is that he went somewhere for prostitution, it's illegal. It's technically illegal.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, you and I wouldn't care, couldn't possibly care less that someone engaged in some prostitution. Human trafficking, if he knows anything about it or has anything to do with it, I mean, you go to prison.
There are a lot of people that care about prostitution.
Hey, he knowingly committed a crime.
Right.
And
no,
you
got to
protect that
true.
Shield, right? It's but about that shield.
100%.
Give him that same work that you gave Zeke.
100%. My question is can we find their track record for players who got hit for soliciting a prostitute or engaging in it?
Yeah.
Because I can't remember a suspension for that.
Okay, and then the other, I think that's a good point. And then the other thing is, you know, what would be a fair punishment for him? Because if you suspend the owner 4 games, does it really suck that much? You can just stay home and watch it on TV. Shouldn't other responsibilities be taken away? Like you get removed from a committee, some ownership type stuff.
No, I think it's draft. I think it's draft picks.
Draft picks.
I think that's how you punish an owner. Because if you do, didn't they say their max is a $500,000 fine? That doesn't matter to Robert Kraft. That doesn't hurt him.
Well,
I mean, I guess it does. In theory, there's $500,000 worth of stuff he can't buy that he could have bought, but he can buy whatever he wants. So yeah, it's draft picks, and they've got a history of taking draft picks from the Patriots when they cheat. So I don't know if your owner is up to nefarious activities at a massage parlor, what that means.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you talk about the morality and how much we care based on, well, a big segment of the society cares, right? We don't care about weed, but the NFL thought people did for years, so they punished the players. So it's a really interesting one, and we'll see how it goes. I see some people, I believe, that are desirous of a minor situation or of a human trafficking situation. And I can't wait to go there if we have evidence. You know, if the evidence comes through. Now, maybe it's been suppressed already. Maybe that's what happened to the bigger name that was going to hit, according to Schefter. Maybe stuff is getting suppressed and we'll never find out about stuff. But I think it is a little bit unfair to project you knew there was human trafficking onto Robert Kraft. I don't know. I haven't gone into a lot of massage places, though. Maybe it's obvious the ones that are underage trafficking and other ones that are just your standard rub and tug shacks.
I don't know. However he came to know that going there he could have an extra massage, I don't think it was through somebody who was like, hey, check it out, I've been importing these humans and they're kept and they're essentially slaves.
I got some prime human.
Would you walk in there and kind of know, though, when you see the girls, like, hey man, this isn't my, I'm a billionaire, this isn't my level right here, this is below working man situations. In effect, look at these prices.
These prices are letting me know something is weird. Yeah, that is incredibly low.
That's why I need
furniture is probably bad up in that joint. They're sleeping on cocks.
That's why I need the video. Because I bet the room where they're doing whatever they're doing is not a mattress on the floor situation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's where they go when the day is
over.
Massage
table.
It's the back of the house.
I want to know how. It's something I should not be curious about, but that's what I want to know.
Hey.
I want to know, do they make the masseuse very presentable and it looks like a nice, classy person? And I don't need to want to know about these things.
I want to see pictures of the gals he was with, though. I mean, are they obviously 16 if they're underage, or 15 or something like that?
Is it
though?
An underage meth face? That's what
we need.
Bob's rolling around with.
I don't know. Let's turn the page here. I'm sure this story will be back before too long. And here is Jeff Kavanaugh with Second Down.
All right, I've been holding this one. I've been waiting. I've been just waiting to unleash this one on you, Matt Harmon. I really enjoy Matt Harmon's work. He's at Yahoo now. Before that, I believe he was with NFL.com. And he does a lot of fantasy football, but he's also a good writer when it comes to the actual product of football on the field. And what he did was, is your quarterback worth what he's making or what he's about to make? Which is the ultimate Dak Prescott topic, right? It's pretty much the only Dak Prescott topic. He starts and he goes in alphabetical order, so I can just rip through some of them. Most of the rookies, he's going to give a basically shoulder shrug, where it's like, who knows? They were just rookies. Like Josh Rosen, his salary is $4.4 million. Verdict, is he worth it? On the bubble. He went with yes, no, and on the bubble. And on the bubble means we don't know yet. He was a rookie in a terrible spot. Matt Ryan, $30 million per year. Worth it, he says.
Okay.
Because if you look at what Matt Ryan's done over the last few years, statistically, he's one of the best quarterbacks in football. His team didn't win last year, which makes it look pretty bad for the quarterback no matter what, but he was pretty darn good. That's what my fantasy title tells me.
Yeah. I'm not sure about this guy, you know, at this point. He was always a choker, and the Super Bowl might have broken him. He's putting up numbers, though. His team's relevant in the NFC discussion, and the team makes a ton of money based off of having a franchise quarterback, so he's absolutely worth it for those reasons.
Baltimore Ravens' Lamar Jackson obviously is on the bubble. You have no idea. He just got to start. Josh Allen for the Bills, on the bubble. Who knows? Cam Newton, he says worth it.
Yeah.
He says especially when you look at last year when the Panthers were one of the better teams in the NFC, it's not like they just had an unexplainable collapse last year.
No.
Their quarterback's arm was hurt, mm-hmm. and he couldn't throw. But up until that point, they were doing really well. He's won MVP and on and on.
Suddenly looked like Peyton Manning his final year with that ball fluttering out of there.
Mitch Trubisky, on the bubble. Very young quarterback, only 2 years into the league.
Oh, worth it. He got you in the playoffs. He's young, wins in a lot of different ways. He's not making much.
Yeah. His salary right now is $7.3 million.
I'll take it.
He was a $20 million player last year. Is a $20 million player if it's just there is no rookie, you know, contract, how much would Mitch Trubisky get if you had to pick a quarterback for next year? And he would get 20-something million dollars.
Yeah, I guess all of them would. And I think that maybe that's the point, is that that's maybe not the way that it should be, where everybody gets 20-something million dollars. Andy Dalton, $16 million a year, not worth it.
Okay, all right.
Baker Mayfield, he actually already went with worth it.
Yeah.
With that one, even though he just had his rookie deal.
Pretty spectacular.
Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott. Current salary.
Oh, worth it.
$680,000.
Bam.
That would obviously be worth it. So what he did was he said with the deal that he's going to sign, with whatever deal he's going to sign, and I'll read the Dak Prescott part, and you can tell me if any part of this is unfair to you. Jerry Jones has long telegraphed that his Cowboys will be signing Dak to a big deal when the time comes. The question is whether they'll kick that can down the road one last time to evaluate him before his contract runs out at the end of the season. It may not be the worst idea. Since his stunningly efficient rookie season, Prescott has been perfectly average, ranking 21st in adjusted yards per attempt, 20th in passer rating over the last 2 years. Segments of the football universe have pushed, quote, Zeke is the key to unlocking Dak, and Amari Cooper is the key to unlocking Dak, small sample narratives each of the last 2 years. A worth-it quarterback rarely needs one, much less two such things to reach peak play. Perhaps they can get away with bumping him into the high teens among quarterback salaries. Paying north of $25 million per year feels unwise. Verdict, not worth it.
Oh, geez, I'm offended.
Not worth it, according to Matt Harmon.
Okay, I think Dak wins in ways that don't show up in stats, you know?
They kind of show up in QBR, because part of it is his ability as a runner. What's he get you, like between 5 and 8 rushing touchdowns a year?
Yeah.
If it makes you feel better evaluating a quarterback, just throw those into his passing touchdowns.
Okay.
Because people are going to look at it and be like, he throws 23 touchdowns a year. That's not very good. All right, well, add the 8, put him at 31, and call it a day, because a lot of guys are running for 0.
Yeah.
And those touchdowns count. Those yards on the ground count.
And what do you think about the Linehan factor here? Because I think Scott was taking away some opportunities to get stats from Dak.
I do too. And I think that's why the wise thing to do is to let him play. That's the wise thing. Let the guy play.
I hear you.
Show me what you're going to do. Because I understand if you think that, oh, he's going to go out there and they're going to let him loose. He's going to throw for 4,500 yards, 40 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. Holy cow, he's going to set the world on fire. He's going to be a $30 million player. What's he signing for tomorrow? He's not going to get you into like Harmon's idea of in the teens of quarterback play. He has an agent.
Yeah.
His agent is not going to be like, hey, Dak, you know what would be really fair? I think you're about a $18 million player. That's fair. Let's do that. His agent says, hey, do you know what the going rate is for what you've done in the league? It's $27 to $30 million a year.
Yeah.
You're not getting a sweetheart deal no matter how this plays out. Go earn it. Make him go earn it. Garrett's got to go earn it. Dak, go earn it. That's how you do it. I hear you.
I think there are some advantages if you've already decided he's absolutely getting a deal, and that's the way Jerry's talking, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, because I agree with what he's saying. Like, oh, well, Zeke was out. How were you supposed to win? Oh, Tyron was out. Oh, they didn't have Amari Cooper yet. If you have a great quarterback, none of that crap matters.
Yeah.
None of it.
Okay, so what about the thing that he's won the division twice, and you got the 9-win season there in the middle? And you have this formula right now. You could possibly win it over the next 2 or 3 years. But if you let him walk, if you make him earn it and then he walks, let's just get the deal done and see where we are in 3 years when our offensive line is old and our defense is transitioning into old.
I mean, the only challenge, the job of the devil's advocate in the room at that point is to say, okay, but just know that once we sign that, we are saying we're going to be the first team to ever win a Super Bowl with an average quarterback making big money.
No, oh, wow.
We're saying we're going to be the first one to ever do it.
Uh-huh.
It's never been done. It's rookie deals and great quarterbacks. That's who wins. We are announcing that we're going to be the first to do it a different way.
Nobody's ever drafted like this either.
Okay. And then there's your counter,
that's,
I guess,
our edge.
It's tough.
Here's Mike with third down.
Speaking of the draft, Daniel Jeremiah of NFL.com has his top 50 players ranked again. This is his 2.0. And there has been some movement. When we get to the first four players, Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, Josh Allen, Christian Wilkins, there hasn't been much movement. They're all defensive players. When we get to number five, he has his first offensive player who he has now moved up 9 spots from his previous rank a few weeks ago at number 14 to now number 5. I'll let you take a guess. It's an offensive player.
I don't think it'll be a receiver. I don't think it'll be an offensive lineman. I don't think it'll be a quarter. I guess it could be a running back. Josh Jacobs?
Josh Jacobs, he has now up to number 6. He actually had him at number 6 already.
Okay. Number 5.
If I said it was a position need of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, please give me tight end from Iowa is number 5, TJ Hockenson.
TJ Hockenson.
He's a monster.
He now has as the number 5 overall prospect in this whole draft. It doesn't mean he's going to go top 5 in the draft.
He belongs there. Because here's the challenge when you're talking about here's the best players in this draft. If you want to talk about how valuable they are, you might not put a tight end in the top 5. I don't know. You may just put quarterbacks and left tackles and pass rushers and corners. But if you want to know who the best players are, like Saquon Barkley belonged on a list of the top 5 players in last year's draft. TJ Hockenson absolutely belongs on top 5 players. He's a freak. He's almost a perfect tight end prospect.
Listen to what he says. He says here, he ragdolls defensive ends and linebackers. He had multiple pancake blocks in every game I studied. Overall, Hockenson is one of the best blocking tight ends I've ever evaluated, and he is dependable in the passing game. He's day one impact player at the next level. I'm just reading the second half of the paragraph he wrote after he compliments all of his catching skills, saying arguably the best blocking tight end he's ever watched.
Yeah, he's a monster. He's a George Kittle Gronk combo. He's going to be really, really, really good, and you can't have him.
Number 7, we get back to edge. It goes Ed Oliver, then Rashawn Gary, and then we get to linebacker Devin White, and number 10, offensive tackle Andre Dillard of Washington State. So 7 defensive players, 3 offensive players. He does have Kyler Murray rated as his top overall quarterback at number 14 overall when it comes to prospects.
He might go number 1.
Might go number 1, and then Haskins is number 18. Just to give you an idea of maybe the Cowboys players that are just outside or, in the top 50 but getting close to their pick, if I just go 41 through 50 really quick, and you can say something if you want to say something, Jeff.
I'll just say yes, I want him, or no, I don't.
A.J. Brown, wide receiver, Mississippi.
I don't love him, no.
Jalen Ferguson, edge rusher, Louisiana Tech.
He's fun, I believe. He's the guy who isn't allowed at the combine because he got in a fight at McDonald's when he was 17.
Devin Singletary, running back, Florida Atlantic.
He's really good.
Trayvon Mullen, cornerback for Clemson.
I don't know him yet.
Jerry Tillery, defensive tackle, Notre Dame.
He's fun. I think KT's doing a story on him pretty soon.
Dalton Risner, offensive tackle, Kansas State.
That could be fun. If he made it to 58, that could be fun. I don't know. If you want instant impact, if I told you that you're long-term offensive tackle, but this year you have Lyle Collins, so he's not, is that worth your first pick in the draft?
I guess so. I wouldn't be upset if you took a guy that you think is going to be a starter for three of his 4 years here and an impact guy. Then we have offensive tackle Titus Howard, offensive tackle Greg Little, linebacker Mack Wilson, and then running back David Montgomery rounds out the top 50.
Not a lot there that we need. Not a lot there that we need, although the running backs are fun, but we need to probably focus on ones that are in the fourth and fifth rounds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.